The town of Holton and surrounding area are very fortunate to have such a wonderful library, the Carey Memorial Library here in Holton. And Linda Fosher, who is the librarian or librarian director, is with us here now. Linda, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on the well-run library and also the friendliness here, because everybody, I think you hire your people for their friendliness as well as their efficiency.
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's very important. We get a lot of people that come in and with different situations and for different reasons why they use the library. So our staff is very knowledgeable and very friendly.
Linda, you talk about different reasons. You have certainly a wide variety of things here to offer at the Carey Hospital. I think you're Caribou, but the Carey Memorial Library. You have a lot of different things to offer.
Yes, we do. We have our computers, of course, are used immensely because everything nowadays seems to be you need access to a computer in order to get a job application or in order to file government forms and different things like that. And everybody connects through email or Facebook and other things. And you also, a lot of your textbooks and classes are now online. So people use it for those reasons and then various others. We also have a lot electronic books that people can download onto a Nook or a Kindle or their computer, and they can come in. We help them with that, as well as if they don't have the internet at home, they can come in and choose their titles and put it on their device. People come in to read. They come in to browse our magazines. We have a large selection of audiobooks and DVDs, and there's very few places left that you can go and check out a DVD, so that's been popular. We have a huge children's library area, and it's very, very well used.
Linda, I noticed a lot of young people there. Is there any sort of censorship? Because sometimes it's things that are on the internet perhaps shouldn't be seen by some of the younger people.
Yes, our internet is through the Maine State Library Network, and that they comply with the Children's Internet Protection. And so we have filtering on all of our computers, and it's there to try to filter accidental getting by viruses or spyware or pornographic materials. There is no filter that's foolproof, but to get without filtering, then it would be very easy to have access to anything. So that's, we do have filtering, and of course, the best filter is if it's a young person that their parent or guardian is there with them and showing them the correct ways to use a computer.
Also, a department that many people use. A lot of people would like to go back in the records over history from the Pioneer Times and the news back in perhaps 50, 75 years ago. And I think you have a well-restored library.
We do. Our genealogy area has a vast selection of materials to be used. We're very excited to say that the Holton Pioneer Times, which was the Aroostook Times originally, is we have it completely on microfilm. It is in the process of, it's been digitized. It's now being placed on hard drive so that once we receive that back, then we will be taking the next steps looking at fundraising in order to make that whether we will host it here on a server at the library or whether we will outsource that hosting. So that our goal is to make it available to everybody through a computer, and you don't have to be here in the town. You can be anywhere in the world.
How do you keep abreast with all the bestsellers, both fiction and nonfiction?
Well, we look at several different journals for reviews. We now have a nice little magazine that's called Book Pages that's free for any of our patrons that come in. We use that as well. Gives us a heads up of what's coming down the road. We get a lot of notices from the authors themselves, if they're a new author or a Maine author. We're always looking for anybody that's Maine-related or lives in Maine and is writing.
Now, how do you get those books? Do you have to buy them?
We do. We purchase them, and we have an endowment fund, and the interest from the endowment fund is what we use for our book purchases. And people that make those trust funds, they'll set them up, and they have specifics that we will fill. Some people strictly want large prints selected, and so we do that, and others choose to, it might be the best new fiction, might be nonfiction, it's whatever they choose when they set the trust up, that is what we fill.
Well, you also want to have some exchange among the other libraries in the state.
We do. We're part of the Interlibrary Loan Program, and so just because we don't have a book here in our library, we can order that book for you, and every Wednesday we get a van delivery, and so we can order that, and if it's anywhere in a library in the state of Maine, you'll receive it within a week.
There are other activities take place here, like book signings, etc. How do people set that up?
We have book signings when, as any authors, especially the local ones, if they're publishing, they usually will come in, or if we hear about it, we'll contact them and encourage them if they would like to come in and do a reading and a book signing, and they can sell their books here.
Well, some other activities that you have here, too. I'm sure that there's always posted here in the library, but a lot of things happen here that aren't related particularly to books.
That's true. We have, for children, every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4, we have a story and craft time, which is where they read a story, they create a craft, and then they read another story. Twice a year, we have a Tiny Tots program, which is preschoolers that come in, and they sing and dance and read a story, interact with puppets. That's fantastic. And then we also have a Lego club once a month, and we can have up to 15 from the ages of 6 to 12, and it's filled each month, and they create their Legos, and if you ever get a chance to come in, their display is left up until the following month when they will dismantle that display and work on a new creation.
Well, now, there's some other nonprofit organization that would like to use the facilities. How would they go about it, Linda? Would they contact you or...
Yes, they could contact us. We have a small meeting room. It'll seat up to 10. 10 is the most that it would. And that's private so that you can shut the door. It gets used a lot by people that are two or three to a group that just need a private place to meet, maybe have a conversation, or they might be doing a Skype session with a coworker that's in a different state.
Linda, we're facing a new year. What are some any major projects intended for the Cary Library?
The newspaper is our big major project. Once we get that hard drive back, then we will be looking very steady at how can we get this out so that everybody can use it.
Well, certainly I'd like to compliment you, and particularly when you walk in here, there's such a friendly atmosphere, and I think it's reflective on your job and also the people working here.
Thank you for that.
Okay, Linda, and I'm going to ask you your pronunciation of your last name again, Linda.
Yes, it's Fosher.
And one more question. When did you first get associated, and how did you happen to get associated with the Cary Library?
I actually became a staff member in 2000, and Betty Frazier was a librarian then, and I came in all the time, and I'd been talking back and forth with her. I was taking college classes, and an opening came up, and she notified me that there was going to be an opening, and would I express any interest in that? And I did, and it just led to this.
Were you born and brought up in Houlton?
No, I wasn't. I'm from southern Maine, and we moved up here in 1988.
Well, thank you very much, Linda, and certainly I would like to tell anybody that hasn't visited the Cary Library to come in and look at all the facilities here. I think you'd be surprised the extensive work that is done here. And thanks again, Linda.
Thank you.